And you were saying that there are not as many waterfalls in Monte Cristo Canyon as there are in Provo.
There's very few places where there's any waterfall that you can see from the highway. Okay. A few streams, tributaries into the canyon, but they're not falling. Just falling in the channel.
Okay, and what would you call, let's say you go down to the Grand Canyon, and you go down the Green River in boats, and you're paddling and you're going, and all of a sudden everyone starts getting tense. Here comes the
white line.
Right, you knew that right away. And along the way, out when you're in the fields in the spring, after you've had some moisture, there are a lot of little pretty
flowers.
Flowers, and what kind of wildflowers grow around here?
Dandelions.
Dandelions. Those are wildflowers. Do you get any daisies or lilies or what?
No lilies.
What
not
are
you,
what are cattails? Those aren't flowers. Those are what? Are they weeds? No, they're not weeds.
Reeds.
Reeds, okay. And they grow in
the wet places.
The wet, on the sides of the roads. Like down Hatch Lane, there's cattails on the both sides. And so you said that 2 feet below the surface, there are rocks.
Coarse gravel.
Coarse gravel. And how big does the gravel get? I mean, are there
all
rocks that
drops
that
big,
size?
That size down to
little ones.
It's too coarse for the surface of road rip or something like that. That's what all these big rocks are down the road.
And so, if people wanted to make a wall with rocks or like a stone wall, would they be able to use those?
Oh, yes.
And then make those?
They're real hard rock, and they last forever.
In Nebraska, the land is very flat.
Most of it.
And most of it. And we call that what? A
plain.
Plain. And this says high plains. What do you think would be the difference between a plain and a high plain? Just the altitude?
The altitude.
The altitude moving. Would that make a difference in the vegetation too on the plain?
Yeah, the high plain would be altogether different.
Much less.
If you're familiar with the highway from Evanston east to Nebraska, you get on quite a high plain.
Uh-huh.
Where it's high and just as flat as a floor.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing grows but sagebrush.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But you get in that Nebraska country down in those lower countries, and it's quite fertile soil.
Okay, so there is a difference. Okay, and this is something that a gopher makes in your field.
Mounds.
Well, he digs it.
Holes.
In the hole. That you step in and you break your leg, and you love him so much for doing that. This is a little bit about society in Woodruff.
Not much in society.
No, these are just very general terms. Okay, when a woman's husband dies, she is left a
widow.
Okay, and this is a child that is born that does not have a father.
Orphan, illegitimate child.
Yes, and what would you call that? In real life.
Real life?
No, the father hasn't died. The child is illegitimate, and this is kind of a crude word, but they say the kid is a, you know the word of the Lewis.
A maverick?
No, a maverick? Is that what
you mean? Well, let me see. How did that ask? If it was a horse, I'd say it was a catch cold, but it's a child.
Well, illegitimate, I think it's an English term. But I'm looking for bastard.
So
you have to be able to say your little swear words on the tape. I've got to get a good grade, Uncle Lewis. Okay. So you would call that a maverick?
Yeah.
Okay.